My name is Ashwini from class T03 and I watched the video about investigating trees. I'll be talking about the role of the teachers that I observed. And the first of all, the teachers played the role of an observer. The teachers observed on the children's interest in at the time and what would be more familiar for them. They spoke about the different parts of the tree which they started in their classroom. Each group chose a tree they wanted to investigate and get to know using their science journals. The teachers also asked a lot of questions as a facilitator that supported discovery and critical thinking with the use of open-ended and closed-ended questions. The questions were, what is that big long part in the middle? What's going to come on top of the trunk? What shape is this leaf? Where is the owl sleeping? Do you think that those are mushrooms on the tree? I wonder what this is and why they are in the bark of the tree. The teachers also played the role of a model by using the appropriate terms when the teacher asked where is the owl. The children said in the middle and the teacher corrected them saying it's the trunk. During this learning, the children obtained a few process skills such as observing, recording and communicating. The children observed the trees, touched and sketched them on the science journal. Some observed that the trees have different colors. They resketched and labeled the different parts after sharing in the class. They also compared and classified by comparing the sizes, shapes, colors of the leaves and sorted them. Apart from them, the teacher actually gave a lot of time for the children to experiment with every part of the tree, covering every domain possible. They brought the children outdoors to do their own observation. They also played the role of the provider of materials. This was shown when the teachers made the children write their questions to a parent who is a tree expert and had the parent to write them back to the answers in form of a pen pal. They also had parents contribute pieces of scrap wood. The teachers tied it into a book they had read and the children created their own three-dimensional leaf man structures. They provided different kinds of things from nature and used them to paint to see the textures. The teachers also brought a beehive into the classroom when she realized that the children were a big fan of animals. They decided to have a bird feeder and gave markers to telemarks to count how many birds there are and how many using the binoculars. The teachers also used different representations to demonstrate the children's understanding by using sketches of the barks to compare two different trees. They have an observation book with pictures and written down observations. The teachers also get the children to create their own trees using recycled materials. They also use the graph chart to let the children choose what their favorite color of the tree is. And they also had written charts and pictures to show the children. One key learning after watching the video was that I learned that as a teacher, it is important to provide the children with a lot of explorations and questions for them to learn and be curious, as well as being able to branch out different domains using just one theme. One question that I have about inquiry-based learning is that would the children be too overstimulated if they are always doing experiments and exploration for every theme?